With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado state lawmakers shelved five Republican voting bills this week. As KSJD's Scott Franz reports, Democrats blasted them as dangerous attempts to make it harder to vote.
One of the measures would have made everyone prove they were citizens before they could even receive their ballots. Democratic Representative Chris Kennedy says he hasn't seen any evidence the current election system is allowing non-citizens to vote.
So before we go through something quite as significant as yours, where 4 million voters would have to go in person to a clerk's office to verify their citizenship, I'd like to see more evidence that there is an actual problem out there.
Lawmakers also nixed proposed audits of voting systems and a move to give state lawmakers more input on voting equipment. Meanwhile, Democrats are advancing a bill to create a new statewide hotline to help people translate ballots to languages other than English. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And the Bureau of Land Management has announced plans to protect the habitat of the Gunnison sage grouse in San Miguel County. The plan involves combating the growth of pinyon pine and juniper trees, which have encroached on the bird's preferred sagebrush habitat. It would also last for up to 10 to 15 years once implemented, with work beginning this year. The planned work would cover about 7,500 acres northeast of Dove Creek over the life of the project. The Gunnison sage grouse was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 2014. This is KSJD News.